der Jezer Horror schleppt und zieht Kesei der Tag Nacht. Wenn nicht unser teure Volt der lang uns umgebracht. 2000 Jahre gelitten und wir sind noch als da. Also wie steht jetzt Chaim Hiele Machas in dem
Welcome to Rebbe's Gemara Stories. These are true stories about our Tanoim and Amoroim found in the Talmud Bavli. The Tanoim are Chachamim from the Mishnah, and the Amoroim were later Chachamim from the Gemara. As you listen, consider the holiness of these stories like you are learning Torah. Even the smallest sage of the Talmud was able to bring a dead person back to life. And now, another story about killing snakes with tzedakah. Look, a Jew is not allowed to go asking stargazers what will happen to him in the future. Like we said, stargazing is a real chokhmah, and a person's fate can be known from looking at the position of certain stars. But Hashem secretly changes the stars for his special people, for his Yidin. So Hashem doesn't want us to be looking for the bad things that the stars say will happen. Tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha. Go wholeheartedly with Hashem. Trust him. But if you happen to know what the stars say will happen, there's no isser, nothing wrong with it. Like what happened to Rabbi Akiva. For some reason, non-Jewish stargazers told him that on the day that Rabbi Akiva's daughter gets married, a snake will bite her and she will die. Rabbi Akiva didn't tell his daughter about this, but he was extremely worried about it. Rabbi Akiva had to fight the urge to postpone the marriage for his lovely daughter. If she never becomes a kala, the snake will never bite her. So Rabbi Akiva just davened. Rabbi Akiva prayed for Rachmanis. He begged Hashem, please, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm begging you, be mevatel this gezeira that I heard. I want my daughter to have a good long life. Am I not your Ben Yochid? Oh, Hashem, make it that my daughter becomes a kala quickly. Show your love for me and for her. Make it that a snake does not bite my daughter. She should live unharmed and be a happy wife for a big Talmid Chacham. Like this, Rabbi Akiva carried on and on for days and days and weeks. Hashem was in Shemayim listening to these tefillos and absolutely loving them. This is why Hashem made Rabbi Akiva find out about this decree in the first place, because he wanted this closeness with his favorite person, Akiva ben Yosef, and Hashem got it. Finally, the day came that Rabbi Akiva's daughter got engaged and then married. Kids, this story is from Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav. There, the Gemara doesn't say who the lucky chassan was. But maybe it was Shimon ben Azai. Ben Azai was extremely attached to the Torah and was an unusual Talmud Chacham, an unusual masmid, even in those days of the Tanoim. And the Gemara says in Kesuvos Daf Samech Gimel that Rabbi Akiva's daughter, if it's the same daughter, sent Ben Azai away to learn Torah after the chasana for 12 years without returning, just like her mother had done that. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva's daughter was dressed like a kala should. Plus, she had a special piece of jewelry called a brooch, or a brooch, B-R-O-O-C-H. A brooch has a sharp pin behind it in order to attach the brooch to her clothing. Well, the chasana was over that day, and she removed the brooch from her clothing, and she found a hole in the wall and stuck the pin part into the hole so that it wouldn't just fall onto the ground. In the morning, Rabbi Akiva's daughter wanted to put away her brooch, so she pulled it out of the wall and was shocked to find that the needle had lodged into the eye of a snake who was hiding in the wall. It was a pit viper, one of the most venomous snakes in the world. It could have struck her, but now it was dead. As she pulled out her brooch, the dead snake slided out attached to the brooch. Her husband was already well on his way to the 12-year vacation at his yeshiva, so Rabbi Akiva's daughter went to tell her father about it. Rabbi Akiva smiled. Oh, Hashem had pity on you, my dear daughter. You didn't die on your wedding day. Now tell me, my sweet baby, can you think what you did good to be worthy of such a close escape? You almost got bit and died and said you killed the snake. She said to Rabbi Akiva, as a matter of fact, yes. Yesterday at the wedding reception, I heard a poor person knocking and calling from the entrance of the hall.
Hello, hello, please open, please answer. But no one heard him. They were too busy dancing with my chassan and doing all the types of tricks and happy things. I heard him, Daddy, and I went to see. The man said, I'm so hungry. Perhaps you can spare some food for me? Of course. And I quickly went and brought him half of the food that the waiters had given out to my own plate. Aha, exclaimed Rabbi Akiva. You just did another mitzvah by telling me this story. Now I will go and tell all my students about it and how it proves what Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishle. Shlomo said, Utsdaka tatzil mimogas. Charity saves from death. Not only can tzedakah save you from an unusual type of death, it can save you that you shouldn't die at all like it happened to you. And that's the story. But kids, Rabbi Akiva's daughter gets another mitzvah because I told that story over to you. And you can make her get yet another mitzvah by telling people over this story. In fact, we learn from the story that it is a mitzvah to tell over Musa stories and stories of Emunah, like Rabbi Akiva told his daughter that she did. That's what the Gemara tells us. So you see how easy it is to do mitzvahs? Oh, it's good to be a Yid.